Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Here's what we want to talk about. Jury duty.
Yay.
Have you? You have. Wait.
I got voir dired, but I never.
You were gone the whole day, though.
It was a long voir, because they don't let you out with these willy-nilly excuses anymore.
And I know. I have a new one.
I have a new one, too.
Better than this one? Well, this one's not good.
Because you have the Jesus one, but I have the psychic.
Oh, you got one? Okay, so here's what we want to do real quick. We want stories of your jury duty. Like, after the case is over, you're allowed to tell people about it, right?
Nope.
Yes, you are.
Nope.
That's not true.
You're right.
No, like the OJ public, guys, they all wrote books and stuff.
It's public knowledge by then.
After that point, yeah.
Right.
So if you've been on a jury or you got close to being on a jury, like what kind of weird stuff happened to you?
Crazy.
I don't want to do it. I'm not completely like freaked out opposed to it. Like you want to be on it.
Yeah, I'm a good citizen. Citizenship. Yep. It's part of your duty. Part of your duty. Like a little cover charge to live in America.
Yeah, but why? But this is going to sound eerily similar to something you would say.
Okay.
But someone else can do it.
You're right. We got plenty of the pool.
Yeah, there's plenty of other people who don't have really important jobs like this.
Oh, okay.
So a guy got called for jury duty in Hawaii. This happened a while ago, so forgive us if you've heard it. But like, he's outside the courtroom and starts screaming, "He is guilty. He is guilty."
Yeah.
Because he figures that's his way out.
And it wasn't until he told the judge to F off, I think.
He did. The lawyer representing the man said the guy was having a bad day during the outburst and wanted to get out of being on a jury for an assault case. The judge wasn't amused, said, let's arrest him. And then, he did, in fact, tell the judge to F off.
Can I divulge now? Slacker and I experienced, when I got voir dired, there is one woman, she was the first woman to stand up and say this, and she was dismissed, and we never saw her again.
So we're taking this away from your jury duty calls. You can't call with this one, but yes, this is awesome.
She stood up and goes, "I believe only Jesus has the power to judge us." That's when the judge says, "You are free to leave." After she left the room, judge said the same thing to us as your judge said to you.
It was the very first person in our, they didn't ask anybody if they had a reason. She was just juror number one, and they said, "Ms. Blah, 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 you know, let's talk about, have you had any run-ins with the law or anything that would preclude you from the," and she was like, "I believe only the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And I was like, and the judge was like, "You're dismissed." And then he just said, "Just so everybody knows, that works one time."
One time, and that's it. And they got to use
it. Yeah, and he did a whole thing, and you're just like, so do we each get a one time?
That should be.
Like, each do it, because here was the thing. Mine was a theft case, and they were like, any reason? And I'm like, I've had my car broken into more than once. I've had my car stolen. I've been mugged at gunpoint and pistol whipped.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, cool. Next year. And I was like, wait, you're not going to dismiss me? They would not let me leave.
We used to be able to just tell them, hey, we're in the media. And then they would dismiss you automatically.
Yeah, right away. They're like, oh, God, we don't need some hipster doofus radio disc jockey.
Right? Not anymore. I have a new way to get out of jury duty.
Let's go.
All you have to do is tell the judge, I'm psychic, and I've already pictured that this case is going to end in a guilty verdict. So that's when the judge goes, you are free to leave.
That's,
yep,
Steve,
play the psychic.
Let me say this.
Okay.
I quadruple dog dare you to do that. And just so you know, I will not bail you out of jail.
What?
They're going to go, no, you're not. And
I'll go up to it because I'll rub my temples. Because when you rub your temples.
Oh, because that's what psychics do?
Yeah.
Is that what Oda May did?
Is it more to Oda May Brown, right? Mm. From the movie Ghost. Mm. She actually didn't, but
right.
She should have.
So, yeah.
It would have been more.
Because she was an illegitimate psychic. All she had to do was rub her temples, and then it had been like she was getting a message from somewhere.
See? And then you're free to leave when you say you're a psychic.
So if you've been on a jury or you did, like you had some great excuse to get out, we're going to try to delve into the dark side of jury duty. You know, our boss just got on a jury.
He did. It was like a
couple days long.
He had a great case, though. Very interesting of what he was not supposed to tell us. But he waited until it was over.
And he's also somewhat of a control freak.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't. But he didn't.
Dude.
He didn't take over the foreman. Everybody in the room knows he's supposed to be the foreman, but he's like, I ain't doing it.
In fact, we all guessed. We all assumed he would have taken over foreman.
Of course he would.
But he didn't, but he was kind of the consultant.
He still did it.
He consulted.
It's still like, all right, everybody take a vote. I mean, you should tell everybody to take a vote, foreman. He was like, you do it. Nope.
No, I'm not the foreman.
I'm not signing that paper. I mean.
Uh-huh.
So somebody wrote, I went in for jury duty and sat down for questioning. When I looked over at the defense table, I saw my neighbor was the person on trial for nearly killing a man. They got out of it.
Finally, that instance you
so,
can.
I mean, is that what you got to do? They did ask me that.
If you knew, if you were related.
So you know what maybe you can do? This, dude, I do not want to poo-poo your genius. I'm a psychic.
I've already predicted the outcome of this trial.
Yep. Maybe you can go, he looks really familiar to me.
Oh, and if you know, okay.
I don't recognize his name, but he looks, I mean,
I know
we might have run
guy.
In the same circles, or he might have bought drugs for me. I used to be a drug dealer on Craigslist. That's just as good as your psychic one.
No, my psychic's better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I swear I need you to do it.
And you just got to massage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Now it's massage your temples. Before it was just touching them. You're going to get down in the weeds on your temples.
The temples.
Another person said, during our break, the girlfriend of one of the defendants yelled up and down the halls that her man was innocent, and if we charged him guilty, she'd kill everyone.
Yeah, not creepy at all.
She also said that she whispered to us all one by one that she would remember our faces.
Dang.
Security was called in, and they were all dismissed from the jury.
Oh, so that's why just get a psycho defendant to...
Yes, and get you out. You got to have somebody else go, I know what you did last summer. All right, here's the deal. We're going to turn this over to you. You've got to have better, more interesting stories than either of us do. What have you done with jury duty? Dodie?
Yay.
Jury duty.
So I was on a double murder trial.
Double murder?
Yeah, you see things that TV has nothing on jury duty.
Really?
They showed you like autopsy photos and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, everything. The crime scene photos, everything.
Dang. Yeah.
And we weren't there to determine whether he did it or not because he called the cops on himself. We were there to determine whether it was first or second degree murder. And we were split half and half going into deliberation, but... We did find him guilty of two accounts of first-degree murder.
Wow. Were you the foreman on that jury?
Yes, I was.
Nice. So you swayed those other people to your side.
You talked to him and was like, listen, idiot! You're showing first-degree and sucking your ass! Wow, good for you.
That's crazy. How long?
Yeah, how long was it?
5 days. Well, 4 days of testimony and stuff. But the defense didn't even get up and do anything. It was all... It was all the prosecution.
What kind of lunch do they serve you guys there?
Oh, my God, Steve.
We actually had to buy our own until the last day because we were not sequestered. We were allowed to go home at night, and actually got to go back into the courtroom because he wanted immediate sentence. And affected me emotionally, really. It was pretty intense.
Just the stuff you saw kind of probably changed you.
Oh, yeah. And like I've had a long story short, I've talked to you guys before, but I was homeless. I didn't have much money. My car had broken down. I had to go to jury duty. Long story short, the reason the guy said he did it is because his car wouldn't start on Friday. He was afraid he was going to lose his job. He had $30 to his name. And what was the last thing?
And he killed two people?
And you're like, look, man, I live this life and I didn't kill anybody. Suck it up. Good for you, Dodie.
Dang.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Do you think you'd be the foreman if you got...
No, you're gonna be
worker bee. Yeah, me too. I'm just a little fly under the radar. Steve?
Yay.
Jury duty.
Okay, I'm originally from England, so I got out of jury duty most of the time until I became a citizen. So I was in court, and the judge figured out I was English and said that the American system is based on the English system. And I said, yes, very loosely. And after the O.J. Simpson case, we have a saying in England that America has the best justice system that money can buy.
Wow.
and he still didn't get off. He still had to be a jury member.
Wow, that's a, but I mean, you tried.
You tried everything you could.
Play the accent, tell him that you think that the whole system's corrupt, and he's like, doesn't matter,
sorry.
Dude. I'm telling you, 10 years ago,
they would have let you off in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Thank you for the call, Steve. They don't, man.
No, they want everybody.
Because they know that everybody's heard the religious one, mm-hmm. so they got to get let one through the gate on
or
that.
Or the media.
Or the media
yeah.
one. Yep. Haley.
Yay.
Yay. Jury duty.
Okay, so for me and my family, we've always gotten out of jury duty due to my family and having a dad as a police officer.
Okay.
So they've always kind of let us go due to us fighting with kind of that.
Law enforcement and stuff, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that, so it still works to this day? You just say, Mike, because I have...
You don't have to prove it.
Oh, my God.
You got a good buddy that's...
I have lots of cop friends. You think that would work?
Yeah, just to say they're family.
No, I can't.
What I mean, for me, I have a dad who's a police officer and like many cousins and uncles. So yep. I got
a mom that's a prosecutor. I got yes. an uncle that's
That's
a
my dad over there as the bailiff. Thank you for the call, Haley. That's not a bad idea, though. I'm not going to lie and say they're my family, but I will like, I'll be like, oh, my buddy Sergeant Troy was over the other night. We were discussing how you can just tell somebody's guilty. Carrie Ann.
Yay.
Yay. Jury duty.
I got called to jury duty, and it was a murder trial.
Whoa.
I had to sit there all day long. They sent us home, told us to come back the next morning. When I finally got a chance to speak, I had to tell them that I knew the defendant.
Did you really know the defendant?
You did know him.
I did know him. I knew the defendant. He beat his stepfather to death with a baseball bat.
Holy crap.
But they made they wouldn't let you just like go, excuse me, right. I get it. You want me to drive back here three times, but like,
yeah, exactly,
I know the guy.
But, yeah. So, but yeah, I wasn't going to jump up and be like, yo, judge, I got to go because I know the guy.
I dated that guy.
Thank God I didn't.
That's not a bad way out, though.
Right?
Thank you for the call, Carrie Ann. I just want you to know your psychic one is getting blown to bits.
Whatever,
right now.
That's a great
I'm
one.
I'm rubbing my dimple. Katie.
Yay.
Yay. Jury duty.
So the story is actually not mine, but it is my dad's.
Okay.
My dad went to jury duty and they asked him, well, what do you stand for? And he's like, I believe in guns and the cross. And he's got his big gun jacket on that says guns and coffee.
Okay,
oh, yeah, see, you wear your guns and coffee shirt
okay,
in there.
That gets you out of
that gets you something. If it has anything to do with guns, it would get you out.
Okay.
That's not a bad one. Get a gun jacket, Steve.
A gun jacket.
No, see, I have to get it. You actually want to be on the jury.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, okay. Tara?
Yay.
Yay.
Jury duty.
Jury duty. I was a juror on the Aurora Theater shooting case.
No way.
Yes, and I didn't have any magical tricks to get out of it. Unfortunately, the jury selection process was almost 4 months long.
Oh,
just
and then
select.
Finally, when we were selected, I instead got to spend 6 months locked in a room for 10 hours a day with a very eclectic, interesting group of people.
That sucks. That's awful.
So did you have a job before this started?
I had a job. Yep, absolutely. I have, and luckily for me, my employer maintained my employment through the entire trial and offered, they also paid my full salary because we were paid $50 a day.
Score, plus free lunch.
Shut up, dude.
Oh, no.
We would be fired. If we had to be gone for months, they would,
Technically, they can't fire us if we're on jury duty, though.
They can't?
Correct.
They're not supposed
they
to.
They cannot fire you.
They can finagle it other ways, but yeah.
They just get a better show on.
Oh, there is that.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.